Take a trip with me. Welcome to the Tantric Rebellion podcast. Here I discuss all things dark arts, defense training, soul retrieval, eternal life codes and alchemy, and just playful embodiment, tantric embodiment. Yeah, all things Tantric Rebellion. So today I am exploring the topic of dark and evil not being the same thing. This is something that's been brewing for a while, and I've been finding clear ways to explain this, and I will definitely be sharing more and more about this as I integrate more clear ways to explain it. For now, though, I'm going to leave you with the audio of the YouTube video that I just posted on this topic. Okay, enjoy. Something that irks me and annoys me, something that I hear often people say, is basically when people associate darkness with evil immediately. And it's also this idea, there's just so much confusion. Okay, when people say not everything is love and light, okay, what do you think love and light is? But they are going based off very surface level idea of what love and light is. Love is truth. Love is eternal life. People don't go deep enough into these concepts. Not everything is love and light, ha ha ha, but okay, what is love? Do you think love is just rainbows and sunshine? Love is truth. Love is just like that neutral point of unconditional acceptance of you as divine, divinity. And I see you as one, and I'm going to treat you as such. But love can look different in every single situation. Sometimes love is hugging and kissing and just caressing. And sometimes love is smacking the fuck out of somebody into some common sense. It can look different, okay? That can be love too. But it depends on the actual frequency and the intention of what's happening. Sometimes a person needs to get slapped so that... Sometimes a person needs to get slapped so that they can come to a deeper awareness of what they're doing. If a person is not loving themselves and doing dumb shit, self-destructive dumb shit, maybe they need to get slapped with love. You know, it's not always about, love is truth, like I said, and truth is going to be truth. No matter what it looks like to others, to other people's perspectives. This is Ma'at. Like, Ma'at sets order, balance, and truth and justice. You know, depending on the person's karma, depending on the person's frequency, depending on this person's self-awareness and self-love, love can look different for any specific person. So coming back to the idea that darkness is evil, that's bullshit. Of course, darkness can be evil and evil can be dark, but you have to understand what evil actually is. Evil is finite consciousness that's not connected to eternal life. It's not connected to eternal source. It's finite. So we have organic darkness and organic light dancing together under the law of eternal life. That's the organic I guess duality, but it's not like, I guess you can say duality or polarity. It's organic, right? It's the feminine and masculine dancing together in each person. My feminine soul and my masculine consciousness coming together and birthing life together, birthing a child that is I, an integration of masculine and feminine within me, right? The darkness, organic, raw darkness, is the feminine. And it's not about, you know, also this idea that dark or dark feminine is gonna like slay everybody and just be this vicious bitch. Why everything is just so like one-sided? No, okay. Darkness is the feminine. It is the womb. It's the cosmic womb of all creation. It's this eternal ocean of eternal potential for what can be created. That's the feminine. That's the womb. Now the masculine is the light. The light of the consciousness, right? So you can also even see the ego as masculine. There's nothing wrong with the ego. There's nothing wrong with the ego. It's the consciousness, it's the identity. We are meant to have our identities. That is the structure, the architecture that the consciousness builds for us to express ourselves as the unique genetic coding that each one of us has. Now, for each person to be in that wholeness of masculine and feminine, your consciousness has to devote to the feminine soul, fully devoting into service to eternal life. This is Hieros Gamos. Hieros Gamos is the divine union of the feminine and the masculine within. And the birth of that is the human being. The consciousness, being the light, has to devote to the feminine, to the soul, in full service, to so that the soul can give instructions for what needs to be created through this human being. And then the masculine goes and creates. This is why we have this idea that the man has to go and provide for the feminine, right? The man has to go make money and provide for the family, for the house, for the wife, while the wife is nourishing. This is the macro reflection of the micro that is supposed to be happening within. So the soul, for me, in my embodiment, my soul resides in the temple of my womb, because the womb is that temple between that connects all dimensions, the ether, the cosmos, the earth. It's that neutral point that connects all dimensions, all times and spaces and dimensions. Of course, my soul is in my whole being. However, I just feel like the womb is the temple through which I enter to meet my soul. So this is why it annoys me when people just throw these phrases around like, oh, that's dark. I just feel like, I mean, it's so ingrained in our language and in the way we just talk without thinking and without actually feeling into the frequency of the words and the meaning of the words. There is organic darkness and organic light. And evil is this veil, this blurry, icky, yucky veil as a spell, like this amnesia spell, right? And this veil has finite, false darkness and false light. That's what evil is. So what I'm saying is, just because it's dark does not mean it's evil. And just because it's light does not mean it's good. False light sometimes is one of the most dangerous, manipulative consciousness out there. Because when you pose as this good, righteous person, when someone poses as this good, righteous person that knows everything or is so kind, but it's actually, that's actually a lie, that is very dangerous. This is why in New Age, there's a lot of consciousness traps. Because when people get access to higher frequency information and knowledge without soul, no, that's not the way. When people get, imagine a narcissist who already maybe does not have a heart, does not have a soul, but he gets that access to higher knowledge. Now he has more tools to manipulate others. That's false light. He can talk all the spiritual language, you know, he can know all about like higher frequency technology and whatever, but he doesn't have a soul. He's not connected to the feminine. That's a red flag. And there's so much of that in religion, in New Age, you know. Just because a person is intelligent does not mean they are in service to eternal life. I mean, we have so many examples of that on our planet. All these people using crazy ass technology, but it's not in service to the soul. If it's not in service to the soul, if it's not in service to the feminine, if it's not in service to the mother, then it's destructive, and it's there's no point in it. What is the point? It's disconnected and it's finite. But of course they need to feed on the feminine in order to create anything. That is how they create their finite shenanigans, and they have to keep draining the feminine more and more and more and more, because they themselves don't have the access from within. So that's evil, okay? That is evil. Love is truth, and truth can be dark. So also this reminds me of the whole thing with light feminine and dark feminine, which I have made a post about this before. So again, feminine is darkness, and darkness is not bad. This is why the whole thing of like light feminine and dark feminine. Why don't we use other adjectives? You know? Why does it have to be light and dark? Because this is again playing into good and bad, and it's not that, you know, plain. It's not that surface level. So this is what I really wanted to share with you all. Just want y'all to dive deeper into truth and know that it's always more to the story, and it's always more to the meaning of what you're saying. The womb is dark and is the most nurturing place. Nurturing, nourishing, alchemical cauldron of life. So, think about that. I am so glad I finally got this off my chest. For so long, I have been hearing this and something about this statement and all of these statements that insinuate that dark and evil are the same would always just, irk me. Like, something is not right here. Something is out of alignment. This is like a confusion, you know. And there's something that also related to this, very important, that I want to touch on. It's also this illusion that finite is the darkness that is the organic polarity to light.
so many times, you know, when talking about the fuckery that the finite entities have been doing on this planet, people relate to that as, well, that's the dark, you know, we gotta meet it with love and alchemize it that way. They confuse. Again, it's that same confusion. Confusion of finite with the organic darkness. And this is why this is New Age Luciferian stuff. For example, the abuse of the innocence, these activities and shenanigans that the finite entities perform, as many of us know, with especially children, when they abuse and torture children and they perform the biggest crimes on humanity. And from the New Age perspective, from that confused, delusioned perspective, it's like, wow, that is so dark. You know, it's this polarity on the planet of dark and light, and that is the dark, and we're here to alchemize it. And you know, it's this darkness that allows us to remember who we are. No, no. You don't remember who you are because they put a spell of amnesia on you. And then there's this whole concept of, because of the dark, we're able to remember ourselves. Look, the reason why we have dark nights of the soul and these experiences help us wake up, it is because it is difficult. It can be painful. It can be crazy and intense to remember who we are. But it's not thankfully to them that we wake up. Get the fuck out of here. No. No. It is because of them we don't remember. It is up to us to remember now. It's not about, you know, victimizing ourselves and blaming them. We're not going to do that. But let's not, like, give credit to the little slimy fuckers who have been abusing, raping, torturing the innocence of humanity, the innocence of Mother Earth, the innocence of Mother, period. Okay? It's not thanks to them that we're waking up. Ugh. Okay, so that being said, keep discerning, keep devoting yourself to the truth, keep walking the path of devotion to your soul. Truth, to me, is truly rebellion. It is rebellion because it's not conforming to either or. It's not conforming to, you know, either side of the spectrum. Truth is such a beautiful, neutral center point. It alchemizes everything, and that is love. All right, so reach out to me on Instagram at Tantric Rebel. Let me know how you feel about this. Let me know if this activated you in any way. Let me know your own codes about this. And coming up this month at the Tantric Rebellion Temple, we have a shamanic twerk online March 17th. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Shamanic twerk is so powerful. We're going to be shaking and shimmying to shamanic drums. I love, love, love that. So if you're interested, go on my website at tantricrebellion.love, where you can sign up. And also, go ahead and subscribe to my newsletter on my website as well, so that you can always be updated on all of the codes and multidimensional juiciness of Tantric Rebellion. Eternal love. Meow.